This man says he doesn't like your politics. He said, who's that Richard Nixon? He knows nothing, but he must be sick, because his old man died down the pit. This is the way it has to be, and maybe you could just go, taking your seven with you to a nice part of town. The money is fast and death is slow. An attractive and a gallant man, they said while we were in prison. He made himself a king on television. We paid sounding American. This is the way it has to be. Maybe you should just go, taking your sermon with you to a nice part of town. Money is fast and death is slow. In a night upstairs, a man beats up his lover. In the morning thinks it's funny, ha ha. To be, maybe you should just go, taking your sermon with you to a nice part of town where the money is fast and death is slow.
The high point of the Eagles' career came with the return of the Eagle in March 1982, when Don Dar was played on Radio 4 at 8 o'clock news.
A pistol packing papa. And
that's
when
right.
I walk down the street.
Hey, okay,
you can
folks,
hear
it is Boy Howdy here.
Shouting,
oh, come on, Jimmy. Jimmy, cut me some slack, man. Yeah, there you go.
Not
all right.
Those,
hey, all right
guy.
There. Well, now, it's another Tuesday night in Los Angeles, fun. And it is the 9
and
o'clock hour, which means it is indeed time
smoke,
for another
don't
edition of.
With my gun.
The Hacienda here on killradio.org. And as I've been wont to do these last
like
few weeks, I've been starting the show out playing
like
the Mekons. And in this case, I did
I'm
exactly the same thing. And this time I took a cut off of the Mekons story. And yeah, it was re-released a while back. And I'm not sure if...
I'm a pistol packing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're going to see Quarter Stick re-releasing this, but maybe they have. I don't know. In any case, in the background, we are listening to it to the master brakeman himself, Jimmy Rogers, doing. Pistol packing papa.
One shot will do
and yeah, I'm going to play that. And then I'm going to play something that just came in the mail today. I'm yeah, super, super excited to play this.
I'm
and
when you hear
yes, I'm doing this on a,
you better
on a CD player that's not always the most reliable. So yeah, hopefully there won't be something kind of any kind of funky skips or stops or any waiting on technology to catch up with us here this fine evening. But I do thank you for tuning in, and hope you enjoy your Tuesday night here on the Hacienda, killradio.org.
I'm her big shot. I'm her pistol packing daddy. And I know I've got the drop. You can hear my new sport roadster. You can take my hard-boiled hat. But you can never take from me my silver-mounted Gat. I'm a pistol-packing papa. I'm going to have my fun. Just follow me and you will hear the barking of my gun.
So bound for hell was Blackie Moore. The air grew still, wide shutters locked, hushed whispers grew with dreadful talk. They heard old Blackie coming back. His last rap was on Judge Swain's door, who tried and banished him years before. He wept and pounded on the floor, but none was colder than Blackie Moore.
evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to John Esquaga's Nugget in the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Tonight it is our pleasure to bring to you the country music artist of the decade, the star of Hee Haw, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos.
Down the road here for me, there's a big holler tree. You lay down a dollar or two.
Well, goodness gracious, I guess I'm not going to have to back announce that song, or at least that group, huh? Whew, all right, so at the end of that set, we ended up with going back to a few years to listen to Guided by Voices doing Alien Lanes. Before that, we listened to the Lisa Marr Experiment from their album titled 4AM, and that's the title track. And yeah, my understanding is that Lisa Marr did her bluegrass incarnation at the Echo Park Film Center this past Saturday, and unfortunately I was not able to see it because fortunately I was celebrating the birthday of a good friend. Before Lisa Marr, the Lisa Marr Experiment, we listened to Leaving Trains from their first album, the song Leaving Train, and they just recently played a reunion of the original lineup back on Friday, and yes, that's right, I missed that one too, but you know, still love both bands and have a great hopes for them in the future. And before that, we listened to Jim and Janie the Pine Tops from their Bloodshot Records debut, Rivers Roll On By, the song Blackie Moore. Kind of breaking the rules, breaking the law, as it were. Uh-oh. Yes, we are definitely running out of time. So, top of the set, we heard from Magnetic Fields, Deep Sea Diving Suit, and this coming up right here, yeah, is something punker than you. We'll be right back.
passions they control. Salvation for the souls forsaken were betrayed by those who led our nation in the war to end all wars. From above the storms put out the dawn's early light. Now both the darkness and the rain fall day and night. Hung them in the streets and reveled in the bloodlust and the fires of revenge.
Goodness, good God almighty, yes. Oh, ugh.
You laughed me out.
Oh, yeah, that just does it for me. Sorry, I just had to have a fit before I could get on the microphone.
You broke on your promise and you left.
All right, ending that set, the Almighty.
You did, dear, but I do know that you're gone.
Local heavyweights, the Meishi. They got a new one coming out in a few days, and yeah, I'm very excited for that. And yeah, they're touring.
I'm hoping and I'm
coming up soon. They're
going to
be on a tour with another band that was in that last set. So yeah, yippee yahoo for the Meishi. That song was Summer in Gomorrah, and that's from To Hit Armor Class Zero, their first EP. Yeah, you know, that's going to be something that's going to be traded on eBay for like $100 each.
Love you more than I
well,
can
I can
ever
wish.
Tell.
All right, before that, we heard from the Sadies doing 1,000 Cities Falling. And the Macy's tourmates Block Party brought us The Price of Gas.
I'm walking the floor.
The Pixies, who will be doing a few shows coming up soon, brought us Tame. And we started the set off with the punkest band of all, the now non-existent Scrotebelly, doing Born in a Barn. I don't know, maybe they're not the punkest band in the world, but they are definitely the speed metalist band of the world. Speediest, metaliest band of the world.
Now someday you
in the background, we're listening to Ernest Tubb doing Walking the Floor Over You. That's off of the Hall of Fame, Country Music
Just
Hall
keep
of
right
Fame.
On walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
Or series.
Remember that I love you
and
I will
yeah,
the
coming
day
up
I die.
Is me biting the style of another radio station here in town. But I love this song. And, I just remember seeing the video for this, or seeing the film this comes from.
And
so I have to listen to it again. So that's what we'll do here on Hacienda, killradio.org.
Well, come on, little mama, let's tear this damn place up. We'll be right back.
telescopes. No little mama telescopes.
Well, oh, little mama, time to burn it down.
You got some other songs by a great band called Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Thank you. nights now. Let your eyes advertising isolation. The messengers of radio of kingdom of Zion.
Yeah, it helps if you slide the fader over. All right, hey, in that very, very long set, we heard from the homosexuals. They ended that setup. That's Hearts in Exile, and that goes out to Bennett, who's a big homosexuals fan. And yeah, so as a recommend from him, I'm putting this on there and maybe he'll hear it, and he'll enjoy it. Which would be good. Before that, we heard from the Detroit Cobras, their song, Bad Girl. Ahead of that, we heard from the Black Heart Procession doing a cover of You Got Lucky. I feel like I'm in an echo chamber there. That feels a little bit better. Before that, we heard from Walla Voodoo doing Ring of Fire. I believe that's off of Walla Voodoo's first EP. Ahead of that, the Mean Reds, local band, brought us Ganymede. Yes, Ganymede. And we started the set off with the Cramps doing Tear It Up from Urg, A Music War. If you ever have a chance to see that, or if you can track down that, not just the soundtrack, but if you can track down the movie itself, that performance, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's just amazing. It just makes me, yeah, so hot for Lux Interior, it's not even funny. Alright, in the background, we are listening to Pedro Infante doing Llegaste Tarde. And, no llegaste tarde, anoche. Sí, muy temprano. It's a very nice change of pace here. So, anyway, that song goes out to, Humberto, who gifted me with a book called Kissing the Virgin's Lips. And Pedro Infante figures very prominently as a figure, not as necessarily a character, but as a figure in that novel. So, yes, I dug this out of my crate just to play this little song for Humberto, who will be coming up very shortly with his show and Claire's show, Coincine. But you have been listening to the Hacienda here on Kill Radio, and I do appreciate it, and I will see you next week. All right, y'all take care.
Ya no tengo corazón. Llegaste tarde.